The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, here is a program note. Yes. I think all the guys know me well enough to know when I am just really not a happy person.
Oh, I could tell when I walked in today. You didn't like it when I came in the back door, for one thing.
This is a reminder, and you learn something every day. This is a reminder. Never, ever deal with my doctor's office.
Oh, okay.
Before the show.
Mm-hmm.
My new, soon-to-be, immediately old doctor.
Bad news.
Former doctor.
You've only been with him a matter of weeks.
I've had one physical.
Yeah.
Everything could not have gone better.
You are a...
You came back with a glowing review.
Oh, I do have...
Picture of health.
Hold on, wait a minute. I do have one thing wrong with me.
What's that?
Well, that's really? what this was all about today.
I hope it's not serious.
Well, I hope there's nothing wrong with
Depends on who you are. I'll tell you what my issue is.
So you had a bad run-in with your doctor today.
Do I have to know what my issue
yeah,
is?
Yeah, what is your one issue,
what's
Mike?
Wrong with you?
Low testosterone.
Oh.
Well,
you
no know,
which is
sad.
One reason you're so sensitive.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, you son of a bitch.
That's a perfect example.
I'll get
right
to
there.
You later.
It's like walking on eggshells around
great
you.
Communicator. But anyway, no, the thing is, I have been dealing with this phone mail, mm-hmm. email, system. These doctor's offices.
Here's automated.
It's this some is the way electronic. It works.
Yes. This is, and I have to get this off my chest right at the beginning. Now, this
the
is
only
the
way we can move forward.
This is the way modern medicine works mm-hmm. nowadays. You get these doctors mm-hmm. who used to have a receptionist,
yes,
couple of nurses,
yeah.
and the doctor would come in and say, hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing? Now you
and
have
he had a thing on his head, the reflector.
Exactly.
Yeah, you like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he'd come in and go, pleasure welcome. Now you have 11, 12, 13 guys that do the same thing.
The practice. Mm-hmm.
They're all in one officer office.
Right.
Then they have a hen patrol
yes.
in the middle, usually in a little kiosk.
As a yeah. buffer to protect them from the patients.
This place is, I have called this place now to try to get results from blood work that was being done. Because he said, mm-hmm. you know, I want to check you out because if you're run down, and he yeah. said, I don't work out like I used to. I don't have the vim, the vigor that I have.
Right.
He said, well, your age, it's a routine test
probably
to
check
your blood for low T. And I said, mm-hmm. I asked
right.
him about that.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
I'm seeing all these commercials for
exactly.
it. So he does this. I get a call from one of the hens.
Uh-huh.
This starts, I'll just tell you how long I've been dealing with this.
Okay.
We have a conversation about this low T thing
right.
back when the Capitals were in the playoffs.
Wow. Yeah, I remember.
Correct me if
wow.
I'm wrong, that's the beginning of April.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And so we have this discussion and we go back and forth. I finally get a conversation with a lady that says, I said, yeah, I was supposed to get some results about my testosterone level. I don't see a test for that. Mm-hmm. I said, well, the doctor said, when I have my regular blood work that I was supposed to get my cholesterol and everything, which was great, he said, I'm going to send you in again. And he sent me in for others to check this testosterone.
Sure.
She said, well, I see, I don't see it's on there. What they did was they sent me in for the exact same tests that I'd gotten the original
time.
Oh,
no.
And didn't add the T test.
And then the lady was adamant with that and trying to help me, you know, not trying to help me when mm-hmm. I said I had a conversation.
Right.
One of the rare, real conversations
you actually
on the
got
phone
through, got through
with my doctor.
To the inner circle.
So special. And then so she said, it's not on there. It's not. Well, I went back and forth. I said, listen, I could argue with you all day long.
But
this is what I showed up at your effing office to get my blood work for.
Don't you know who I am?
It doesn't work anymore.
No, better. Don't you know who I used to be?
Three
exactly.
Words.
Don't you know who I used to be?
Three words. Clores Perry Mitchell.
So I have this conversation. About a day later,
yeah.
I get a message from the good doctor
yes.
apologizing.
Oh, good.
That's
well, that's good.
That's good business.
He sent me in for the wrong test.
Did he comp your dessert?
So then he calls back,
uh-huh.
leaves another message, because he is brilliant at calling me when I'm not available.
Now, he's often caught you on the golf course,
as
I know.
As Mark Ronick will tell you, I'm a pretty good guy as far as communication.
Sure, yeah.
I usually get back to you via text. But when I'm, you know, when I'm on, you know, in the middle of men, which I was 2 days, it was that beautiful week of weather where I was out there trying to hit the egg as much as I could.
I love that book, Mike O'Mara, In the Middle of Men.
In the Middle of Men. I'm not going to talk about my low T.
Not in front of the guys.
In the Middle of Men. No. So he leaves another message that says, we need a little more information for you. Call my person, Jason. This is a guy. So I call and I get into that. Now, here's where the fun starts.
This is Jason.
You call this maze. Uh-huh. You call this labyrinth.
Yes.
Where it literally takes you through, you know, layers of voicemail
right?
and commercials talking about how the good doctor is now qualified to give pilot's tests.
Award-winning.
You know, you get all this stuff. Yeah, visit this office, visit this office.
Recognize.
Visit our Woodbridge office, visit our South Riding office. Yeah, F you, lick it. I want to talk to a human being and get my stuff.
How many doctors in his practice?
I have no effing clue.
So it's a pre-roll for the practice.
Exactly. You know,
so I finally get in, and then they go, you have... 6 people in front of you.
Oh.
Or would you like to hang up and we will call you when it's a...
That's
no.
cool.
That's cool, but I'd like to talk to somebody right now.
We're doing a
if
show.
You're having...
I like when they call you back.
I waited one time when there were 3 people in front of me and it was 35 minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're having chest pains, press 1.
Oh, they say that in 911. They're all big on 911.
They love that. Right.
Deal with that. That's how they deal in the modern medical system that we have here.
Sure.
So... I don't get through to anybody, and I just end up showing up for my my test. They call me back. They said, it's low. Uh-huh. So I have to go now to, how do I pronounce this? An endocrinologist. An endocrinologist.
Yes.
And they say, we will call you. They call me Friday, and they say, we'll call you later on in the afternoon to give you a recommendation of endocrinologist.
Very good.
Good.
I'm like, fine, that'll be great. Not a call.
Oh,
then
no.
This
so
morning,
nothing?
Then this morning, I get an email and said, here is a list of the endocrine. That's fine. I can't open the email. The attachment will not open on my computer.
That's not helpful.
Did you double click?
So I did everything you're supposed to do.
I used to be able to do an endo on my BMX bike.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with this.
Go to a friend chronologist.
I call back, and then I call the labyrinth again because I need to talk to this person.
Sure.
And I send her an email response.
Isn't the doctor like a mile away?
It's right over there.
Why don't you just drive down there?
Because if I drive down there, I'll yell.
They wait.
You know what? I'll bring you up to speed because it's not a happy ending.
Oh, no.
But
that's what happens from low testosterone.
But I can't open this, and I call. You're right. But anyway, so I get this response from via email. I can't open it, and then I call the labyrinth, and I put in this young lady's extension.
I love when you call it the labyrinth because it brings to mind that of a dungeon and a hunchback.
It is a labyrinth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello. So I put in the extension, her extension, which is it's great. Yeah. You get an extension, you get right through.
Dial directly.
That extension is invalid.
Oh no.
So then I go, one, you know, to make an appointment.
Right.
Then it kicks me back to the original voicemail. Mm-hmm. 2, now I'm a doctor.
Start over.
Now I'm trying to get through. Yeah. Now I'm trying to get through any way I
Whatever
can.
Whatever works.
Right.
So I get through. Nope. Kicks me back. Kicks
really?
Me back to the original
you gotta be
message.
You got to be better than a doctor to
Finally,
get past the voicemail.
I get through, and it starts to ring. I'm like, it's ringing. Well, what do I get? I get this bird's voicemail again.
Another machine.
Yes, another machine.
Just
and
call
I leave,
her a bird.
I leave the message and I
bird,
say,
yeah.
Hi,
bird.
This is Mike O'Mara. I'm a patient at what I believe is the worst medical practice in the world.
Uh-huh.
I said that.
You said this?
Yeah, I said that. I said I was so pissed off.
Damn.
I said, I'm just trying to get the list of endocrinologists that you left for me
right.
so that I can put you guys in my rearview mirror.
You know what? If
that's exactly what. No, they are the level of... Lack of service for the patients here is so
There's
in tiny
breakdown.
Little bum f- Manassas over
language.
Here, you know, is so completely and totally ridiculous.
We'll edit out the name of the town.
It's just I was furious.
If
so.
For some reason the doctor's office is listening to this segment right now, please allow me to say with all sincerity, give me a copy of that voicemail message that Mike left. I would love to hear it. Please.
So and then the last thing was something like, so I can leave you guys in my rearview mirror. I'm just so sick, and it's been 4 or 5 times where I've gone. It's just, and the reason is, the simple reason of it is, in the old days, a doctor would call you.
Yeah.
He'd have the papers in front, and now they have
chart.
So many patients because they want to get so much money.
This is before Obamacare.
Yeah, this is before Obamacare.
Let's make a note
That's
of
true.
That.
It was many months before
this
Obamacare.
Is our, you know, this is before Obamacare, which would indicate it's our best in the world. healthcare system. Okay,
yeah. The gesture indicated.
It ain't by a long shot.
Did you have
shot.
This trouble with
this?
Your...
This healthcare system in America is designed to pad and line the pockets of doctors, insurance companies, HMOs. It's not designed to help patients.
Why do you bring
patients.
Sexuality? Into
ah,
it.
Shut up, Rob.
Did you have this problem before with your old doctor?
No.
So do you think this doctor
but
is
that
causing...
guy was a prepay, right?
I talked to Dr. Perry, and I talked to Bonnie, and I talked to Marcia. Uh-huh. That's who I talked to at the other office.
You know, my mom
That's
is
it.
Sort of hooked
I'll give
up.
I gave him a little plug. There he is.
My mom is sort of hooked up in the medical community because she works at the Lansdowne Hospital.
Yes.
Would you like for me to have her talk to some of her doctor friends and get you a list of good endocrinologists in your area?
No, I'd like her to get me a list of good general practitioners.
Right. I shall do that. Because
exactly. I'm done with
but
that.
I will but get you both.
But I'll
get
tell you this. If you left a message like that, you're fine on testosterone.
Yeah, I feel like you might not need any.
Or imagine how bad it could have been.
On that note, S.O.D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can't stand Hansel.
I know, right? Riding in on that scooter like he's so cool.
And the way Hansel combs his hair...
Or like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay. I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
Earth to Brent, would you guys stop it already? Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking? I mean, maybe we should be doing something more meaningful with our lives.
Like helping people. Derek, what people?
I don't know. People who need help.
Models help people. They make them feel good about themselves.
They also show them how to dress cool and wear their hair in interesting ways?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Know what could really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, starring Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now from his couch, here's Mike.
Who the hell is that?
Who was that?
I don't know. Mark sent me some Scottish guy cut our open. I said, well, I'll run it once.
We don't know who that is?
No,
it's from his cooch.
A listener sent it, and he said he got it through some website or something like that.
So he paid a Scottish guy to do it? So.
I like it.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us. No, don't bother. I don't even have the ability to pick up the phone today. 718-506.
Low team means low telephone.
1625. What's today's date?
It is the 9th of July.
July 9th. It is Monday. What a Monday. What a way to start with that
rainy,
medical office.
Rainy, cold.
July 9th, nice. 2012, and we are delighted to have you with us. Our show today is brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell. Buzz mentioned them a minute ago, and they are, you know, I certainly have not been a victim of anything that they would be able to help me with.
You're a victim of no practice.
That's
not,
right.
Not yet.
Medical malpractice does happen, even at military facilities. Now, our friends at Clores Perry Mitchell give you the opportunity to pick up the phone and talk to a professional, not an operator, and do it for free. That's a very important thing. People normally are very terrified of big law firms because they think, my God, even if I open the door, they're going to start the egg timer and beware.
Ka-ching.
No, not these guys. Not only are they big and powerful, but they will talk to you and they will do it for free. You talk to a professional, KPM, that's what we call them, is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they've got resources to take on the biggest defendants. So really, if you are somebody that thinks, I might have a legitimate case here, you owe it to yourself to give them a call. Clores Perry Mitchell, 30-year service to the community. That's 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. This is the stuff we have to tell you. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. So if you think you got a problem, give them a call, 202-628-8100. So I'm glad I got that off my chest. I literally had to.
We couldn't move forward without it.
I was seething.
You were stewing. I saw it today.
Seething.
And I was on time today.
You know, we commute. You were wonderfully, and then I kept you waiting. And my apologies
to
you.
It's okay, Mike.
And you know, really,
I at least usually get a smile from you when I come in.
Yes,
and there was nothing.
Well, you're on my list.
Uh-oh.
I have been for years.
On the show today, the weekend of misfortune. It wasn't just the medical, but it had something
There's
to
more?
Do.
It was a run-up.
Well, no, actually, I've got a wonderfully happy story to tell you
good.
About what happened to me over the weekend.
Oh, that's good.
The Red Sox tried to suck me back in this weekend, and they succeeded. Parenting Corner with Rob Spiewak. You pick a day that you want to do that. You want to do it today?
We can do it today because I had a weekend.
Okay, Parenting Corner. I'd like to do it on a regular day. I think Mondays are probably appropriate.
Yeah, good.
Parenting Corner with Rob Spiewak. Newsroom, we'll talk about that again. Still, you know, it had a little dip in my opinion, and then it just got back to hitting on all of
I haven't seen this week's yet.
Saw last night.
Well, you know what? Say what you will about Hanoi Jane. She has come in there, and man, she is friggin' fantastic.
I agree with
she
you.
Can act.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, without giving anything away. I watched it at midnight last night. I was
so did I. Probably
yeah.
right around the same time. Yeah. Is there any more credibility to a character than she brought? Wouldn't she? I don't even know
where she was from. This actress is so good.
Yeah.
It's so believable.
It's
so believable. Like, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about hanging around Ted Turner. Maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did Oscar
incredible.
Just ask where Jane Fonda came from? Like, she's new to the scene?
Don't worry
You're
about
not
it.
Watching the
she's
show.
From Vietnam.
Wow.
Okay, so
she had a father.
I covered the doctor, and let me see. And then we'll talk about Oscar's cat and the heat over the weekend. But let's start with Rob Spiewak communication.
Yeah, okay.
Rob Spiewak. Send Rob Spiewak a text message at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and you better believe you'll get a response by 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
all right, now you communicate with him a lot more.
Oh, yeah, he is closed.
Do you put your cell phone in your colon when you get home on Friday
only
and then just
pleasure.
Not look at it?
No, what happened?
For someone who
we
says,
were going to the pool.
Happy birthday to every Tom, Dick, and Judy on Facebook. I can't get a response out of you in 18 hours.
This is partially your fault.
Why?
What? Because you didn't think to call me on my home phone?
Who has a home phone?
I have my phone.
People that are right-minded have a hard-line phone, so shut up.
Sarah.
Yes.
I communicate with Mr. Ronick. Ronick
and
I
have
communicate
fun with that.
All the time via one method.
Right?
Text.
That's your guys' thing.
No, that's the world's thing, Rob. That's
I
the way
like
people
to,
communicate.
I don't like to text very much.
You don't, why don't you like to text very much? Is this your... God,
you know, you know what my strategy is now for getting in touch with him.
I'm not having a strategy. He's modifying his rules to ours.
No, I
he writes a letter.
I do it on Facebook. I don't give him the details, but I'll reach out to him on Facebook
and then
he'll answer.
And
my,
you know what? Also, Mike,
is not acceptable.
If you had sent an email, I would have gotten it. The reason I didn't get your text, and this is an isolated incident to this incident yesterday, the phone was in the bag that
he's shaking his head that it's not.
He doesn't care. He's just stirring the pot.
No cat
he's
in
all,
this race.
He's all happy because he got rid of the cat.
It's gonna be amazing.
I'm not happy.
You know, in about a week, we're gonna be able to communicate with each other by going, "Hey, Rob!"
That's right. And you know what? I won't answer that either.
Until the next morning.
My phone, until this morning when I texted you back,
was
in the bag that we tried to take to the pool yesterday.
Beach bag.
Your phone was what?
In the pool bag.
In the pool. Don't you?
I forgot.
I have to be near my cell phone.
He has this thing that...
people have to be near their cell phone.
He will leave... Remember, he leaves his phone charging downstairs in the basement.
And then I go to bed.
Right.
Like, so
I do that occasionally.
Yeah, but it's not like I really
like
have
midnight.
To... I have to have it with me at least within 5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people do.
I need to hear a text. And probably most people do. That's not necessarily healthy either.
Right.
Most of the day I do. Yesterday I had it in the bag in the car. I forgot.
I didn't think 3 o'clock or like 3:59 was an unreasonable time.
Yeah, but he was
time.
At the pool.
No. You could have called. We tried to go to the pool. There was a thunderstorm.
Sucked.
You should have called, Mike. I like
would
when
it be
you call.
Safe to say, all right, I open this to the floor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would it be safe to say that of all of us, who's the most difficult person to communicate with?
RJ.
I would say you are. I would say
RJ
even when you're in the room.
You might make
even
a case.
Even when you're in the room with him, he's hard to talk to.
No,
but he'll never pick up his phone.
He doesn't pick up his phone, and it is
never.
Maddening.
And he'll call back, but he never picks up his phone.
And it's a habit.
I texted him Friday. I've not heard back from him.
Do you know what that is? Yeah. That is a habit that he had from the days of when he worked for the other company.
Yeah, the IT company.
He liked to be, you know, he didn't want anybody to know where he was and stuff like that, so he'd check it all, screened his calls.
Right. Can I rank everybody?
Yes.
So we're going to go 5, right?
All right.
I would say...
Well, that would be 6 people total.
6? Okay, so RG's the worst, so he would be number 6.
I don't know. I make a case that Rob might be different.
Well,
I've had a tougher time on... numerous occasions getting in touch with Rob.
I can only think of two times. And that was one yesterday, and I didn't realize it was such a problem. And boy, it ain't never going in the pool bag again. You got that. You got that. But there was a time once.
Well, I communicate primarily the best way. Mark will tell you this. The best way really to get through to me is via text.
Yes.
Disagree.
Absolutely.
The best way you communicate is on the radio.
Shut up, Rob.
But the other time is when you emailed me and then you got mad at me for not responding to your email, but I responded to the email to an email address you don't often use.
See, I don't remember
that. See, and that's the only two times you ever had trouble contacting me.
What was the context of the text?
I wanted to get a password that he had used.
Oh, and you wanted to.
Wanted it now.
You needed assistance.
That was the type of text that required an immediate response.
And you also wanted to scoop me on Ernest Borgnine.
And did I scoop you on Borgnine?
Yeah.
All right, so, and then Rob and I
always... Because my phone was in the bag.
And don't we normally do that with text?
Yes, we do.
There we go. Yeah. So there it is. All right, I'm going to say...
So I apologize.
A tie between Rob Spiewak and RJ.
Okay. Tied at five. So at number
that's
four...
Five. We're at number four.
What's your ranking?
Number
Oscar?
Four would be Mike. Mm-hmm. Because it's either he's riding the bike, he's on the golf course, he's doing all these fun things.
Yelling at a doctor.
We'll get back to you.
And I think Oscar probably is qualified to say that because Oscar's probably... More than anybody in the room probably had occasion to call me where I haven't gotten back.
Yeah, how about this?
I just remember the circumstances.
And I'm not. This is not a kiss-up move because I've already been ranked at the bottom. But I will say this. I think Mike is better at returning texts than Oscar.
Probably.
Yeah, when I get him,
you
I probably
You are a slow texter
to.
And emailer yes. replier. Now, it's yes. because you have 40 jobs. But still, if we're just basing people on communication, I think you got to put yourself below Mike, and wouldn't you like to be there?
I think Buzz would be next.
Buzz is great.
Buzz
great.
Is
so yeah. he's number two.
I have a difficult time remembering picking up the phone and calling Buzz and not getting an answer.
But Buzz will always email you right back. I'm shocked.
Buzz is great, like calling on the cell phone and calling.
Yeah. And then Mark is the best. He will go back and forth with you.
Mark is pretty good.
King of the texting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So
he's
proud.
Really terrific.
Mark, so there's that.
Mark right. will yeah. even tell you, Mark usually tells you when he can't respond to you.
Yeah, right.
Like
which
he'll
is
say,
right.
Hey, you know,
I'm at dinner.
I'm putting my daughter to bed, something like that.
I cannot text you right now because I'm driving and it would be unsafe to text you while I am driving, which I am doing right now.
Well, sometimes I'm right in the middle of a bong hit or something.
That's
and
true.
Then I can't.
Yeah, he puts the voice recognition on the phone and I just get on my phone. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I was at the theater with Shannon and all her brothers came into town.
Did you go see another movie this weekend?
Yeah, I saw Spider-Man as well.
Oh, you have been doing your job as far as you have. Somebody's got to see movies on this show.
Yes, and I love it.
Heckle and Jekyll don't go see movies. I am not. My wife hates movies, and I don't like to go to movies alone. So I'm not going to the movies.
I feel like I'm back. I'm getting my stride back.
I might
as far
be
as movies are concerned.
I might go to see Ted today.
Alone?
Yes, alone. Oh. I might go to see Ted today.
50-year-old man seeing a teddy bear movie by himself, that's fine.
Yeah, maybe, okay. Rob just like maybe take a big, giant, backward step out of the theater.
It's an adult movie. It's a teddy bear movie made by a 50-year-old man.
And then go have ice cream in the school parking lot.
This is after I go to my wonderful doctor's office.
Yeah, I'm in the theater, and I'm texting back and forth with Mark before the movie starts.
Oh, yeah.
And this is before preview, so I'm not breaking any rules.
Right.
The lights are on, and Shan looks at me, and she says... Will you stop? Why don't you just talk tomorrow? Like, everybody's here hanging out. I said, look, this is the entertainment business. Uh-huh. Entertainment never sleeps, or something along that line.
That's a good
entertainment never sleeps.
You know,
showbiz never sleeps, Shannon.
That makes me queasy. That's
God. I tell you, when he says that, she should get on a plane and leave him.
And she looks at me. She goes, really? Did you just say that?
Entertainment.
And then
never
at that
sleeps.
Point, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yes.
I text him back. I said, the movie's about to start.
BRB.
Has anybody ever been known to get up out of their theater seat to go and handle a communication?
Sure.
I have. No.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no.
I have left the theater, and I have dealt with Mark.
Yeah, Martin. You and I both have done that.
I bet it wasn't a very good movie then.
But you were like in the middle of Ice Age or something.
No, it was like previews or something like that. Yeah. Or like right at the beginning. I would only do it if I... I don't know, I've also said, watching a movie. The
closest I've ever come was my phone actually rang during a movie.
How dare you?
And I just... Oh, I sunk below the floor because I was certain that I had it off. And it surprised me. I was mortified.
Didn't
want to
be that
mortified.
Guy. Yeah.
You know, as soon as the movie starts, I turn my phone off.
Yeah, that's what
completely.
I wish
there was an app that would let you silence a phone for 2 hours during a movie.
I
did. Yeah, yeah. And it went really well. You know what? Todd doesn't text me back either.
Go see Ted. You'll enjoy it.
It looks, the trailer.
Just go. Just go.
The trailer looks fantastic.
Just go and get a laugh.
I'll just go and
you deserve it.
I need a laugh after
yeah.
today.
You do.
I truly do.
Take your doctor.
All right.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
No.
All right, let me see.
Just tell him to turn on the automated
All right, when
system.
We come back, we're going to talk to Oscar about the cat. Find out how everybody did with the heat. 102 degrees over the weekend here in Washington, D.C. We got Rob's communication, and maybe we'll do Parenting Corner tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you this, just to let you know what's coming up. It involves vermin.
Uh-oh.
When we come back, a pleasant story about somebody that gets the job done. We'll
cool.
be right back.
Mm.
I wear my sunglasses, silky. Corey Hart?
Yes, I'm so glad you did that because I was hoping you would. The reason I'm
horrible then, horrible now.
I had a dream last night that you got really mad at me on the show because you went to me and I didn't have any Corey Hart in my iPad. And you were really upset. So I ran downstairs. I said, I got to have Corey Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Sunglasses. So sunglasses.
I love the song.
Of course you do.
It's great dishback.
Our second segment is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. God damn, this show is good for me. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. For anybody, get a podcast or get a radio show, and if you have a really crappy morning, like you'll be in a better mood an hour later.
No, don't. We don't need the competition.
So if you want that great CPR and first aid training...
Well, how's that?
If you want that great CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, private classes are available for groups of eight or more. Call April set up training for your whole workplace, school, or church. For the phone number, you can like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website.
Please.
So for the phone number, that's how you get it? You like them on Facebook?
Well, you're going to get it when you go to their page. While you're at their page, you may as well like them too.
Okay, what?
It's an economy of words. It's worked for us so far.
All right, for the phone number, you can... What is it? I don't get it.
Well, if you go to their Facebook page, you'll get the phone number. And while you're there, we'd like you to like them. But we thought that said it with fewer words.
Okay. Why don't we just give the phone number? Don't we have the phone number?
Oh, I'd have to go to their Facebook page.
Okay.
And while you're there, Buzz, click like.
I think I will.
Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save life. Did you change it?
No.
It's always been like this?
It's always been like that.
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Low T.
So,
low T.
Speaking of sponsors, April and NVCC, fine
good
sponsor.
People.
Come home from Jimmy's on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy has
about
a 7:30. Story. Let me tell you, Jimmy calls me at about 8:30 on Saturday to tell me a story about something that went down in his joint with staff.
8:30 a.m.?
That is as gut-wrenching and as sad a story about... people that come to this country to make a better life for themselves. That you will, when you hear Jimmy's story, and I hope he will come by and tell this story to us one day.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's pretty shy of the microphone.
Yeah. He will tell a story about his kitchen staff, which is primarily Salvadoran, that has been there for a very long time, and through a series of misfortunes, some stuff went down where. I won't go into the details of it, but it caused a lot of upset at his restaurant. It is literally a gut-wrenching story. And so Jimmy got done telling me this story. I said, Carla, go jump in the shower. We're going to go over and see my buddy.
Oh, so it was PM.
He called you Friday evening. Saturday evening,
just
rather.
Just wanted to tell me a
story. And then you went over. Okay.
And then I said, let me come over and see you. Because, it's not like he was, totally distraught. He'd dealt with it already. I just wanted to go over there and show support. And we were talking all night long going back and forth about whether we go over to Jimmy's or not. So we decided we'd finally go over there.
That sealed the deal.
So come home, and as we come home, Carla says from upstairs, the air conditioning's not working. I went upstairs and it was 85 degrees up in the bedroom. We get home late. It's super late. I said, I'll deal with this in the morning. Want to talk about efficiency? I text at 6 a.m. our good friend Mr. Mike Lucas.
No kidding.
I receive a text back 6 a.m. on a Sunday. I receive a text back within the hour.
So his phone was not in his pool bag.
I receive...
Thanks, Buzz.
I receive a work person from CB Lucas within 2 hours.
Wow.
So seriously, before I'm the talking heat about, has really put the spurs to you, you're already at someone working on it.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
It's the way he does
on
it.
On a Sunday.
CB Lucas.
Wow. On the 10th day of a heat wave, too. Yeah. It's not like he's not getting calls from everybody.
Just, you know, and now listen, you may say, oh, well, Mike O'Mara, you get... No, they've got people on call on Sundays during this heat wave. That's the way they roll. And I was blown away. Mike Lucas's last comment to me was, hopefully it'll be a minor problem. And you know what? Because... CB Lucas handles this because they put the system in.
Right.
I knew it would be a minor problem.
Of course.
They've been to the radio.
I knew. And what the problem was the tray with all the condensation.
Tray.
You know, it empties into a little pipe, and that pipe got clogged
up.
It
does.
And
it happens.
They had to blow that out, and bingo, I was up and running and ready to go, and cool house, fantastically cool house.
I had an air conditioning issue myself on Saturday.
Oh, really?
I woke up, and the kids, Julia had a sleepover, Kelly, who's one of the friends that I very much enjoy, good kid. They left the lights on in the kitchen and the family room that's adjacent to the kitchen full blast all night. And that room also faces the sunrise, and it was 102 degrees. Mm-hmm. When I got to my kitchen on Saturday morning, it was 86.
Yeah.
And I said,
This weather causes systems to go wacky.
And I said, kids, I don't like to leave you alone, but I'll be right back. And I went to Home Depot and I bought myself a portable air conditioner because I could not handle it. There's just no way to get that room clean.
Do you think we've become just a bunch of pussies?
No, 86 in the house, I don't think we're pussies.
I think we have in that you have to realize that the last time we had a heat wave like this in Washington set these records, I heard 1930. Mm-hmm. And you figure 1930... They didn't have these air conditioning units.
No, but it was cooler because it was black and white.
On Sunday morning, I usually play soccer when I can. And my back's better, so I went out and played with the guys.
Jesus.
And
even early in the morning.
It was 9 a.m. It was still hot.
Yes.
We finished the game around 11.
Imagine how cool he looked.
It's 91 when you play it.
We play 40-minute halves. Mm-hmm. So you're running and playing for 40 minutes. And I remember one time during the game when the guy said, look, we should take a 20-minute, like a four-quarter break, basically, instead of a halftime, four quarters.
Right.
But we play like it's professional level.
Right.
It's professional level. It's 45-minute
half. It's professional level.
But it's not. We're just a bunch of jerks trying to get a workout.
No, it's professional level. And we want to play by the professional rules,
semi-pro,
even though people are dying.
Maybe semi-pro.
Sure.
So as
semi-pro
as
and semi-retarded.
So are you on the field the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is. He's one of the best players.
Running, kicking.
Run, kick.
I'm not one of the best players.
Shirt off, waving at the young ladies.
No.
I'm Oscar Santana from another land, and I'm playing soccer.
So when one of the guys mentions that, one of the guys on the actual field or the pitch says, hey, in South America, this is what they play in all the time. Basically,
it's true.
Basically, nut up right. is what
it's
they're
true.
saying.
It's true. You see the guys.
That's why your people come here.
You see the people. You see the guys working around here. You see, I see all
people
over
are working outside.
I see the guys riding their bicycles
still
all over
doing
time.
Their job.
They are unfazed by it.
And that's why when I hear these temperature levels, and trust me, I know, I complained about it myself, and I have AC, and I'm like, some people don't have air conditioning.
Right. And the point I wanted to make when I told my story was we had air conditioning down here and it was fine.
Yeah.
And we just were saying,
but it was upstairs that was
It was upstairs. Right. But how
the
rapidly
service is amazing.
The service and
amazing,
how quickly.
Yeah.
And this guy comes out and he's doing seriously between he had to drain the pan, the condensation pan up there. He's doing like 10, 15 trips up to the top. And you know how my house is built. It's built seriously like you ought to have ladders
and
not stairs.
Heat rises.
It goes straight up in the air. Yeah. And this guy, you know, comes downstairs. I said, can I get you a glass of water or a soft drink? And he is, you know,
gotta
because
be
it's hot up there.
Drenched.
And just had a phenomenal
That's
attitude.
Awesome.
And I just, you know, I lit him up a little bit. You know,
good.
I gave him
good
a little something
you.
Because everybody, remember, these guys that come out and do this, yes, they are paid and they are compensated. But if you light them up a little bit and you give them a $10 bill or a $20 bill, it makes their day.
It does.
And really, you should do that, especially don't take these guys that work outside for granted. These are the guys that are busting their ass to, you know, so you can be cool in your house.
Anyone who provides
a
service.
When I delivered furniture, my favorite thing, it would make a bad day into a great day, is with these words, let me buy you lunch.
Yep.
And they just slip you $5, and it really made you feel dynamite just to have that.
$5 is a little cheap.
Well, Rob, Mike, keep in mind, this was 1988.
It was another time.
No.
Rob would still get
it. When I deliver furniture,
1938, flip me a quarter and I can go buy lunch.
That's right, and I use the quarter to buy soccer shoes, just like the pros wear. Pele visited me in the hospital when I had heat stroke because I'm a douche.
Don't make me separate you two.
Oh, God, it's a Monday with these two. It is a Monday with these two. All right, let's get... So, CB Lucas,
the best.
Fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want to get a company that gives a rat's ass, Sunday morning he gets back to me within the hour, so he's getting up, first of all, before 7 o'clock on a Sunday. I left him that text hoping I'd get a response by maybe noon.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
And he got somebody out here. I was blown away. And Mark, before we get out of here, we ought to get their phone number because I want people
to
call them. Give them a free plug. Why not?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I like him.
You had a very sad weekend, Oscar, where you were going to going to return the cat.
So I made the mistake of basically adopting a pet that I clearly did not have time for. And
lots of time for soccer, though.
You can't get by the
soccer.
Good
point.
Can you?
So we decided, would be Shannon and I, to really take what was not necessarily the best situation for the animal and us and find her a nice home. And we were able to find a friend that has a farm, which is 20 minutes south of here, that has two cats, has a couple dogs, has a goat, has a bunch of horses, so
alligators.
Probably give her a better life. Now, you guys say that that farm's probably full of bald eagles looking for its next prey. I would say
raccoons.
That maybe it just has more room to roam.
Foxes.
Yeah. South Fork.
So I had to drop off.
Chickens. They're great. An egg every day, Mike.
Our wonderful kitten, Khaleesi.
Oh, and a dolphin in the pond.
What I thought was going to be a Saturday afternoon. And I got a hot text from her new owner. And she says, look, I'm going to be staying in Clarendon for the evening. Do you mind either dropping her off at the farm tomorrow afternoon or dropping her off in the morning at 6:30 a.m. because I'm going to the barn at 6:30 a.m.?
Okay, so she stays in Clarendon, so she's a party animal. Saturday night in Clarendon.
Well, this young lady, no, she's young and she's single, so.
She's a hot happening farmer.
Okay. But she has a farm?
She has 30 acres.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a mule.
Is she a lady of means?
I don't know, to be honest
with
you.
Okay, all right. Just wondering.
I bet she is.
So,
ways and
I said, in my eyes,
she likes soccer.
We'll have the kitten for one more. We'll have the kitten for one more night.
One more night, Saturday night,
and I'll go drop her off in the morning.
Right. Sunday.
And
will you be wearing your soccer attire?
For 14 days that I had her, she would not let us sleep.
Right.
It was meowing, 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 meowing.
Worthless last night.
Last night, she lets us sleep.
Right.
And as I woke up, I said, like, if you could have just meowed one more night, I would have felt so much better about it.
Right, right. So there was guilt.
And then you get the Puss in Boots where when you're putting all her stuff together
the
and
eyes.
She's looking at you.
The Antonio Banderas
the
eyes.
Cartoon size eyes that say, why?
Why?
Why don't you love me?
Why, Oscar?
Yeah. And as I'm packing her up with all her toys and all her goods and all her food and all her instructions.
Oh, she's upset now.
$5 for lunch.
I flip her a quarter. And I said, no, I literally pack her up in the car. I start getting sad. And I start having regret about this. I'm like, oh, man. Like, maybe we should just keep her. And
said that?
I'm thinking this in my head.
Well, you didn't say this out loud.
No.
Is Shannon with you?
Shannon wakes up early to say goodbye to the kitten.
Sure. Oh, but you're taking the cat?
I'm taking her alone.
Oh, so you know what? I got news for you.
Yeah.
Shannon's not all that banged up about it. If she's letting you take the cat, she's not
That's
insisting to come in the car, then she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Shannon might not like the cat either.
That's she's as cold
girl.
As ice, ready to sacrifice.
It's called love.
So I put her in the car, and as I Clarendon's maybe 10 minutes away. I drive to Clarendon. No. I'm sober. I'm dead sober at the time.
How about the cat?
The cat might have been drunk. Who knows?
Right.
As we get there, we end up, meeting her outside this building because she's leaving for the barn. And I think I'm going to have a good 45-minute conversation about what she eats, what she does. Mm-hmm. And people that own pets and have had cats, they know it's so simple. I'm just making a bigger deal out of it than it is.
Basically. And also, I think it softens the blow for you because it looks care more.
I'm making it all about
trying
myself.
Trying to be responsible.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
And Khaleesi's just meowing, meowing, and I'm petting her one more time. And I said, I wonder if she knows what's happening right now. And then the girl
cat Phyllis.
And then the girl Liz says, no, she's basically telling you to F off.
Oh, really? So this lady really knows your cast?
Yeah, she has like a total, and she has a good sense of humor about it.
Good.
And all day I'm like beat up about it because this is what it must feel like when your kids leave for college because then you have like an empty nest.
Well, it's like you've made a commitment to an animal and then you have rejected the animal.
The kids that you've had for 2 weeks and then you go off.
But you only send the kids to college if you don't like it when the kids stare at you in the shower.
Yep. This is empty nest syndrome.
Right.
So that has set in.
Why don't you get a real animal? Why don't you get a dog?
Empty nest.
This is not empty nest syndrome. This is more similar to getting rid of a plant.
No. When I get back,
I think it's a moving plant.
It is. It's a moving plant.
Because if you don't have room for a cat, you want to be sure and get a dog.
No. When I get back, so I punch in the code.
Little 6-pounder.
I have a automated door. We talked about the automated door. So I have a little code, and I punch in the code.
Oh, did you change the code so the cat can't get back in? Because you know that's what's on the cat's mind.
So I'm used to punching in the code and then hearing meow.
Right.
So I punch in the code and I hear nothing. And I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of bummed out about dropping off this cat.
It's not the same.
And then as the day goes by, I'm like, oh, wow, maybe I should go to the farm and pick her up. Like, I'm thinking, this is my inner monologue, thinking I should do something about
it. This is
what
I like about you.
Yeah. And
then, is that the inner monologue as well?
Yeah.
And then as everything started coming together and I realized that nothing was scratching at me, and then I saw the scratches on the leather couch that, you know, you can't fix and you just gotta pretend they're not
destroying your property, which is what cats do. They like shred everything.
And then I started vacuuming the place and I was like, oh.
No hair.
It smells like a real home in here.
There you go.
Now I started getting happy.
There you go.
I did send a hot text to the new owner today.
Hold it. Now, just because I guess I'm older, what is a hot text? What separates that from a regular text?
A hot text is a text with an agenda.
I
need a response, much like you needed a password yesterday.
Yeah, that was a hot text that was completely ignored.
It was really hot when it got to the car because we had the windows up. He's wrapped in a beach towel.
I wrote her. I said, thank you so much. I hope she's adjusting well. I hope the storms didn't hit you too bad. Yesterday, some storms came through the area.
Very nice.
And she writes back, she's been fantastic. The kids love her because she has a bunch of kids that go to her farm to actually ride horses.
Good.
And she said,
labor.
And she seems to be happy. My Great Dane is afraid of her. LOL.
Oh, that's great.
So she seems
She's got a Great Dane.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is, the Great Dane is scared of the cat because the cat is a choking hazard.
Stop it.
Are the Great Danes cute?
I have never met them.
Oh, I'd love to see.
I've seen pictures though.
See, Great Dane. I've always had a thing about wanting a Great Dane.
But it seems like she's adjusting.
That's good.
You know, I will check in her periodically. But for me,
much like Donald,
I felt like I felt like what it must feel like when your kids leave the home.
You know how
when
you can check. You know how you can check on the cats?
How?
By calling 800 Air Repair.
That's right.
800 Air Repair for CBLucasHVAC.com. 800 Air Repair, 800-247-7372. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for somebody in this heat, let me tell you something.
The best.
Right? These guys are the man. I love that guy.
So that chapter is closed. I didn't get any grief.
End of the cat story.
How about a fish?
For now.
We're good to go. How about a fish?
No, I don't need a pet.
Really?
Don't need a pet.
All right.
Don't have the room, don't have the time.
Did you guys all survive? Seriously, Buzz, Rob, did you survive the heat this weekend?
Murderous, but yeah, we got through it.
I mean, literally, couldn't you know? You know how I love one of my favorite activities? When it's a little hot out, I actually will get on the motorcycle as opposed to, you know, playing golf or something like that. And when it's too hot to ride, it's too hot.
It was
104 degrees is too hot to get on a motorcycle.
My AC held up, but Saturday morning I thought there was a slim chance that I could beat the heat, so I got up on our roof about 7:30 in the morning because I had a bunch of cables up there that needed to come down from previous DirecTV hookups.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just had the excess
loose cables up there?
Well, they weren't
abandoned.
Loose, weren't loose, but they're just no longer in use. And they were building up to like 6 and 8 cables in places. And all that stuff needed to come down. I used to run cables to my neighbor's house because he was a DirecTV customer but couldn't receive them anywhere on his property. So we shared the dish at my house to serve it. And we're not using that anymore. So you stole
DirecTV.
No, he distributed stolen DirecTV.
You shared the dish?
Yes, that's stealing.
Yeah.
No.
Because what's the statute of limitations on that?
Because my neighbor paid for his DirecTV subscription.
He
just used my dish. He would have been able to get programming if he hadn't paid.
So did you get the programming from that same dish?
Yeah, that dish on my house served both our houses.
I didn't know that was
possible.
He's
no longer. Yeah, well, it isn't anymore, but they allowed us to do it for a while. We were both paid
customers.
They
allowed, like you called them?
The DirecTV guy helped us install the system.
Wait, so you're telling me that I could call DirecTV and say, hey, my whole floor wants to share DirecTV, one dish.
If you were an apartment manager, you probably could, but they're no longer doing the co-residence thing that they allowed us to do.
That's amazing.
And you know what? Probably it was too convenient for people.
And also, it wasn't only the dish they shared.
Yeah, that's right.
Their wives.
Well, that's right. And their pot.
No, the dish. That was, if you're in an apartment building, that'd be amazing because, one.
You can do it in an apartment building.
Playing?
You're the manager.
What are you playing?
Up on the Roof by Carole King.
Aesthetically.
It's Buzz up on the Roof.
How many times have you been to like a nice apartment and like every other apartment has a dish on their deck or on their balcony?
My father just went through it. He had to put a pot and a pole into a paint bucket full of cement and make a fake dish.
The landlord can call DirecTV and they'll make that happen.
Incidentally, if you're worried about Buzz getting up on his roof, please do not worry about that. It's not like he has to climb up with a ladder on the roof. What he does is he walks up the grass berm to where the top row of tires are.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And he stands on his eco-friendly house.
But I've got to be careful not to step on the aluminum cans because they go right through.
That's right.
You shouldn't be getting on a roof.
Buzz,
I have terrified my neighbors because I've got that sort of, you know, angular.
Yeah, I've seen your roof.
And then at one point I had a step ladder on top of that that I was on top of the step ladder because I used to have a very tall antenna.
That's very dangerous.
It frightened people.
And he was doing it in a thunderstorm.
People driving by on the street would slow down and look because it looked like some kind of circus act was
underway. I don't think the real heavy stuff's coming until later.
I'm going up on the roof, Marge.
There we go. No problem at all. But Buzz built his entire house exactly like Dennis Weaver's.
Yes.
That's exactly. It's eco-friendly.
Tires and aluminum cans.
I think it's nice that Oscar's laughing and he has no idea what that means.
Dennis Weaver?
Yeah. Dennis Weaver was McLeod and he built an eco-friendly house made out of tires.
I'm a fan of McLeod.
He's such a liar.
Yeah.
McLeod, my Red Sox.
Oh, that's right. You played soccer with him.
He's a big fan.
You can actually get McLeod swords on the Sky Mall. They still sell them.
They're
collectibles.
Based on the Dennis Weaver character?
Or whoever the one on USA was.
McLeod. Can I just say to all of my Yankee fan listeners, things are right with the world again. The Red Sox are just sucking the joint up, and the Yankees are dominating, and congratulations.
Where do they stand at the All-Star break?
9.5 games. Red Sox, 9.5 games in back of the Yankees for first place. And now baseball has a new playoff structure, which is kind of intriguing, because even though the Red Sox are 9.5 games out of first place, they are only 2 games back, maybe three now, I'm not sure, 2 or 3 games back in the wild card hunt.
And that card, Mike, is wild.
There are going to be 2 teams now in baseball in each division that make the wild card. Mm-hmm. So what you will have is at the end of the season, the 2 wild card teams will play a 1-game playoff, and the winner of that game will go on to the championship series.
So just one
game? The division series.
1 game decides who moves on?
Get 2 wild card teams.
That's crazy.
They battle with 1 game, and then the winner of that goes on to play one of the division
and the
leaders.
Game is 30 innings.
It could happen.
Exciting. That is exciting because that's like football.
And it makes
it is, exactly.
Right. And it makes it very interesting.
Urgency.
The trading deadline coming up to see who's going to get who. But I will tell you, the Red Sox won only 1 of 4 games against the Yankees this weekend. Mm-hmm. They won the second game, the evening game of a doubleheader against the Yankees on Saturday night. And then I'm like, okay, here we go. Sunday night, we're going to get it. We're going to split the series with the Yankees. No, they S'd the bet. Well,
were they playing
they
in New York or Boston?
They were playing in Boston.
How was the weather? How hot was it there?
They looked like the Sunday game looked like it was a little bit warm. It was a little bit there, warm, Robbie.
Sure, wicked warm.
They've wicked warm
back,
up there.
Sucked you back in again, though.
Yeah. And then at the end of the game, it was amazing because Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner and a bunch of people robbed Fenway Park.
Just like in the town.
It was really amazing. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. All right, we talk about it all the time, folks, and it's our Amazon page, and it is the number one way of helping the show. How are we doing with Amazon? Because I know, God knows, Mark hasn't sold anything in about a month.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mike.
Wow.
We have a new main sponsor we'll be talking about later this week.
A brand new one?
A brand new one.
Oh,
wow.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Brand new, like the one of the two that you were mentioning originally, or like a third one?
No, this is the second one, and we do have another sponsor that I had lunch with on Friday.
Very good.
Who paid for lunch?
To tweak him like that. How are we doing with Amazon?
Always could do better.
Always could do better, which means you want something on Amazon, whether it's birthdays, wedding anniversaries, anything you want to do it for your job, please go to MikeOMaraShow.com and then click on our Amazon
page.
Dude,
that place has everything.
It
vitamins,
does,
underwear,
Speaking
office supplies.
Of doing better, I don't know why my voice is like this, Jesus. But I don't know who McLeod is. because I just looked him up.
Yeah.
I thought McCloud.
Is anyone in the world surprised that he doesn't know McCloud?
McCloud is, you know, it would be in the great tradition of TV detectives like Barnaby Jones, Mannix,
and
Cannon.
Also a fish out of water thing because he was a New York cop with a Texas sensibility. Mike.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of TV detectives, let's give a shout out to Captain Steve and Tommy Lang out of KCJJ in Iowa. We don't give those guys enough love. Shout out to those wonderful people at KCJJ, our wonderful affiliate in Iowa. So remember, it powers the show when you buy your stuff through Amazon. The banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account.
Bookmark it.
And we get the credit. So please remember that. And as Mark says, you can always do better. So we thank you in advance for that. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, July 9, 2012, Rob Spiewak.
I know the real reason that Oscar was sad over the weekend. It had nothing to do with the cat.
No.
Had to do with the passing of Lieutenant Quentin McHale.
Borgnine.
Oh, McCloud.
Yeah.
Academy Award winner.
Great guy.
Ernest Borgnine.
And at age 95, sadly, his lifestyle finally caught up with him, Mike.
It's great. Good long life that he had. And boy, he was in great shape as
mentally,
early as last year.
Mentally very sharp and still doing voice work for SpongeBob.
Right.
Anyone under the age of 50 will know him as the voice of Mermaid Man. Along with Barnacle Boy, who was voiced by Tim Conway.
What were you going
to
say, Buzz?
Do you guys remember what he said was the secret to his...
I have that tape.
Okay, I won't spoil it then.
Yes.
I remember.
Yeah.
I
okay,
remember.
Good.
This
yeah,
is,
was
I
a
think,
great moment.
He was 91, and I think this was... Oh, I think this was on Fox and Friends, and they asked him what he did to stay youthful.
Real quickly, you're 91 years old. You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you.
No meat. You don't eat meat.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay. I think
that's how you know it's true.
Thank you, Ernie. That was great.
I actually heard that.
Ernie, have you ever been on YouTube before?
That's and awesome. Just in case you missed it, he said again,
I masturbate a lot.
There you go.
That is one of the greatest spontaneous answers to a question. I will never forget that at 91 years young.
From the same interview, I believe, this is him talking about his ongoing popularity, and he had sort of a resurgence later on. Mm-hmm. He played the doorman on The Single Guy. I think that was his last real acting role on television.
Don't remember that because I never watched The Single Guy.
The Single Guy.
Single Guy.
There is just a little indication of what influence you've had. There is a bar in New York City that's called Tortilla Flats. You'd think it's like a Mexican place.
Right.
It is a shrine to Ernest Borgnine. And you know yourself, one side of the wall, all pictures of you. The other side, Elvis.
Elvis Presley, that's right.
Could you have ever
kinda
imagined?
Crazy, isn't it?
Could you have ever imagined you'd have that type of influence?
Never, never. As a matter of fact, you know, they have a look-alike contest every year. And three women have won.
Oh, that's awesome.
I believe that.
Very handsome ladies. Very handsome ladies.
Borgnine also had a great little monologue in the movie Basketball. Not a very good movie, but
right.
Borgnine was funny. Not happy with kids today, Mike.
You kids with your loud music and your Dan Fogelberg, your Zima, hula hoops, and Pac-Man video games, don't you see? People today have attention spans that can only be measured in nanoseconds.
Love it. You're Dan Fogelberg.
He was funny. And, you know, like all the really the stars that have chops and have legs and staying
long
power,
careers, yeah.
They all know how to laugh at themselves.
They do.
It's the people that,
funny you should bring that up.
And they always do. Like Shatner's a good example.
Yes.
They asked him, what do you think yourself a success, you know, after doing this for all the years? And this was his answer to that.
Like my mother said, you know, one time she said, you know, if you can make one person happy in a span of 24 hours, you've accomplished a great deal. Mm-hmm. And I feel that maybe with my pictures out there somewhere, somehow, somebody's enjoying it and you know, making them happy for at least an hour or two. And that's what counts.
Pretty cool.
That's so nice. That's everything show business.
Yeah.
That to me is that if you can live by that credo, that'll take you out of your dark times when you're depressed about being in this business that we're in. And you know, and thank God we have these people on Facebook that share with us these kind messages today. I think that is the best way to look at it. You take one person, you make their day. If they're having a crappy day, you've done your job. That is, man, I'm going to hold on to that one. That's perfect.
Remember in the Poseidon Adventure when Leslie Nielsen blew it and turned the boat over? over.
Yes.
And they're all escaping.
When he blew it. And it was a tidal wave.
Well, he should have gone the other way or something.
I understand.
And
right.
Stella Stevens, who's married to Ernest Borgnine, dies.
Yes.
And Ernest Borgnine gets really pissed and he yells at Gene Hackman. Let's hear that.
Let's hear that.
Linda! 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 Linda!
Great.
Linda! No! You! Creature! You lying, murdering son of a bitch! You almost suckered me in! I started to believe in your promises that we had a chance! What chance? You took from me the only thing I ever loved in the whole world! My Linda! You killed her! You killed her! You killed her! You killed her!
Great movie, and one that I think Oscar would still enjoy to this day. It's in
color.
He
had amazing chops as an actor.
Yeah.
He was a fabulous actor. People think McHale, it's like goofy, stupid McHale.
No. And that's mostly what he did, but he won his Oscar for the dramatic role, Marty.
Oh, Marty, and also, fantastic. If you ever see, he's the kid, he's the I guess he's a sergeant that beats up on Sinatra in From Here to Eternity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he
and
really?
He is scary.
I think that guy's terrific.
Last
I
thing
love,
on him.
I love Ernest Borgnine.
Marty was never supposed to be made as a movie to make money. It was supposed to be a loss leader for the studio, mm-hmm. and it turned out to be an Academy Award when he played a lonely mama's boy butcher. And I just have a brief clip from the movie Marty before we close the book on Ernest Borgnine.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, so
well, now you know why he won the Oscar.
Tremendously lonely. Awesome. Did you watch any of the Wimbledon?
Just a fraction of it. Very, very little.
Roger Federer.
Yes,
Roger.
I was rooting for the British guy Federer. for the Brits over there.
So here's Federer winning.
Still championship point.
And I think a lot of people want it because I guess Great Britain hasn't had anyone in the finals in like 70 years.
Yeah, a long, long time.
And
a
Scotsman Andy Murray got emotional after his loss.
Well, so did a lot of people in that crowd because the Brits wanted to see their favorite son win.
Right, I'm going to try this and it's not going to be easy.
Oh, listen to the crowd.
Firstly, I'd like to congratulate Roger. I'm going to try and not look at them because I'll start crying again. But everyone that's in the corner over there that's supported me. And last of all, to you guys, the support has been incredible. So thank you.
You know, you got to give a guy a free pass. He's pretty spent after that.
Yeah, you want him to do well.
Very un-British, too, to do that. And I like that. I like the raw emotion.
Big day on morning TV today as they have the new open on the Today Show.
And bright and early, it's a big day around here as Savannah Guthrie takes her place at the anchor desk today, Monday, July 9th, 2012.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer
and
Savannah Guthrie.
We did it, Rob.
We did it, Mike.
Congratulations, boys.
And everything's better now.
And good morning. Welcome to Today on a Monday morning.
And she did fine. You know what? I think she's going to do fine. She
sounds happy.
Immediately, she's got a better chemistry with Matt.
There's a comfort zone with her. I think she's going to settle into that role.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
You know, once she stops being on TV.
Did you guys see the network, the NBC promo for the premiere of Savannah Guthrie?
Yes.
It was like rainbows and unicorns and Happy Day and sunshine. And it's like you Ding Dong, Ann Curry's dead.
Yeah,
you know, it was kind of.
In the first 2 hours of the show, there was a mention of Ann Curry, but only one is when Savannah Guthrie was thanking all the women who paved the way for her.
Yes.
She said, Meredith and Barbara and Ann. And it was just her just by first name, and that's it. That's the only mention. They're not going to talk about this anymore.
We'll see. There, I think, a lot of women out there I would rather see in that position, but I think Savannah Guthrie's got, she's a brilliant woman.
Yes.
She's, you know, a lawyer, and she's, you know, top of her class lawyer.
Big, big head.
Huge head.
Smile.
I think she'll be fine. I think she seems to be comfortable with it, and she will
relaxes,
get more so.
If she relaxes, she'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Did you see any of the footage on TMZ of Governor Jeff Christie?
No.
This is great because we mentioned this actually on the bonus show this week, Seaside Heights, where they film the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Great vacation destination. He's on the boardwalk eating an ice cream cone. And he is called out by a guy on the boardwalk about his lack of attention to New Jersey education. And I love Chris Christie.
Yeah.
He yells back. I'm sorry, it's Chris Christie or Jeff Christie?
Yes, it's Chris. Jeff is the DJ.
Jeff is I'm
Limbaugh,
sorry. Yeah.
Chris Christie.
Forgive me. Here is Christie yelling back at his heckler.
Mm-hmm.
You're a real big shot. You're a real big shot. Shut your mouth.
Off. Screaming, you're a real big shot, and gesturing with an ice cream cone.
You're a real big shot.
You're a real big shot.
You're a real big shot. Shut your mouth. Off. Keep walking away. Yeah, keep walking. Keep walking.
Keep walking.
Is that Christy saying keep walking?
How great is that?
He's Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love him. And then there is another follow-up piece on TMZ where they ask.
Did he have his shirt on?
Oh, yuck.
So later on, the
got
guy.
Got time for one more.
Okay, the guy, he went on to say this, Governor Christie did.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fine fries. I've eaten 12 bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. Oh, yeah. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will come back with news with Mr. Burbank right after this, everybody.
Little Neil Youngie there, huh?
Yes. Hey, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard, but we've got a very special trip planned.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be going north of the border.
A border of what?
No, we're not going north of the border.
Is it
going
to be crazy?
Just we are south.
Yes. Get crazy. We're going to Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
We're going to see you there Saturday, July 14th at 8 p.m. Bingas.
Bingas Stadium.
Now, it's not Bingas.
No, don't say
it's
that.
It's not Bingas.
It's Bingas Stadium.
Right.
Located at 77 Free Street in Portland, Maine.
That's right.
Now, if you'd like more information on where we're going to be, you can go to their website, and that's at Bingas Stadium, BINGASSTADIUM.com.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can call them at 207-347-6072. And by golly, Jesus Christ, we are going to have a bunch of fun if you can roll your ass into Bingas.
Love to have it.
Saturday night, July 14th at 8 p.m. I'd like to meet each and every one of you.
Yes.
Will Tommy and Toot be there?
That's
a yes.
Now, all you have to do, all you Maine people, maybe some of you summer folks that go up there during the summertime, you just click the Maine trip link on our website. Now, we don't do anything special like any kind of dog and pony shows when we get to Bingas, but we're going to sit at a bar.
Yeah.
We're going to drink some redheaded sluts. You know, Oscar will be drinking his Jack and Coke, and you know, we're just going to basically be getting hammered with you.
We will stay there till Oscar falls down, then we all go home.
That's how right. it works.
That's how we know.
Watch Oscar get wicked drunk. My cousin's going to be up there, Ben O'Mara. And, you know, I think he's single, ladies, so he's a fine-looking young
Nothing
lad.
Wrong with his tea.
He'll be hanging with us. I remember at my nephew's wedding, he split his pants wide open.
He loved it, too.
He was wearing a seersucker suit, and he split his suit pants.
That was funny, right?
By golly, Bingas. All right, without further ado, join us at Bingas Saturday, July 14th, 77 Free Street in Portland, Maine. If you're going up there for a vacation, come by and say hi. We'd love to see you. Let's get Buzz in here right now without further ado and the news.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Dermazinc. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as your dandruff, poison ivy, rash, or other chronic skin condition.
Yeah, Mark.
You can treat them all with Dermazinc. Available over-the-counter for mild to moderate cases, Dermazinc comes in spray, cream, shampoo, or soap. For severe skin conditions, like you're hearing there, including eczema and psoriasis, ask your doctor about prescription-strength Dermazinc. For more information, click the banner on our website, and to get a free sample with your purchase, call 800-753-0047.
Mike, that's a little lower.
And to the right. 800-753-0047. Dermazinc results you'll want everyone to see. Official sponsor of our trip to Maine. Thank you. And pay no attention to this talk of climate change. Breaking 3,500 heat records in this country since the end of June is probably just a cycle. The heat wave broke today after more than 50 deaths and record high temperatures.
You're being sarcastic.
How's that?
Yeah.
36 of our 50 states broke records. The power went out for millions at one point in a heat-related storm, and highways have since buckled and in some cases melted. Saw a picture of a car that actually melted into the asphalt.
I saw a plane, I think it was at Dulles, that had sunk into the tarmac.
Reagan. It was at Reagan was it National. Reagan? Yeah, an American Airlines jet was sitting there with its tires sinking into the soft asphalt.
Yeah.
That's hot.
President Obama is proposing an election year tax cut for the middle class. Actually, he's proposing that part of a tax cut by President Bush remain in effect after it's due to expire later this year. Obama's proposing the tax cut remain in effect for people making $250,000 a year or less. His fellow Democrats wanted the cutoff to be $1 million because they felt it would take at least that much to get the Republicans on board. As it is, the Republicans are not on board, not with this. They want all the tax cuts extended. They say they will vote against extending only this part of the Bush-era tax cuts. Your crazy uncle who rants about the government monitoring our communications from a secret room at the phone company may be on to something. Now, three former employees of the National Security Agency have come forward to say the government's been able to do this for at least the last 7 years. They say there is a secret room at the AT&T facility in San Francisco.
Really?
They say it has been used to conduct illegal surveillance on ordinary people.
We're in the secret room.
Hello.
Hello.
Look, what's he talking about?
For years, the government's argued that the court case, people have filed suit against this, but the government has said, no, we can't do this in court because it's just much too secret to discuss that publicly. The legal wrangling over that point continues. But with these former NSA workers blowing the whistle, the case is now more likely to see the light of day.
So any regular conversation you might have had, if they think that there's something going on, they could be listening in.
They have the capability to do that, and according to these former NSA workers who are blowing the whistle, it actually has been done illegally in some cases.
I wonder if they're using tape recorders.
What'd I tell you, Henry? Henry, never talk on the phone.
Right.
Did I tell you not to talk on the phone?
Governor
did
Christie.
Did I tell you not to keep walking, tough guy?
I don't even picture it like that. I picture it. Hi, this is Rob Spiewak. Do you still have that Wurlitzer?
And then also, this is Oscar. I was wondering if you had more striped shirts and soccer outfits or something.
Stop it, you two.
I'm told
that he's very hot or something.
I'm told that this will especially get the attention of Mike. As if we don't have enough to worry about, deadly testicle-eating fish have surfaced in a lake in Illinois.
Yeah, Mike.
Testicle-eating fish?
That's right, Mike. Up until recently...
Oh, my God.
Up until recently, the pacu fish, nicknamed the ball cutter, has been confined to New Guinea and other exotic locales in the South Pacific.
I've seen the teeth on this thing.
The fish... I even brought a picture we can share. Oh, wow. The fish got its name by attacking men with its human-like teeth, biting off and eating their testicles.
Oh!
Officials in Illinois have caught one of the fish, and they say it's probably the only one.
That is so gross, those human-like teeth. Aren't they nasty?
Looks like when you put dentures in a pet.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that.
But they, you know, it's going to be fine because they caught the only one that's out there so far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know, because fish don't multiply.
No.
That reminds us. Congressman Barney Frank got gay married Saturday to his longtime partner, Carpenter Jim Reddy.
Oh, I have tape of that.
Okay.
Of the wedding.
I masturbate a lot. Yeah.
Frankie is the first congressman to ever marry someone of the same gender, and it's quite controversial.
Hi, Barney Frank. Thank you to be my loving wife's husband.
Great breasts.
Did we did that?
They really, yes, you wear something tight to the wedding?
I wore a spandex.
Nice.
Spandex, and I married him for a long time. There we go. I've got a hair, Bonnie Frank, but this is like the best I can do.
I like it.
I think it's close.
I think it's fine.
I think it's
I'm
close.
Happy with
it's
it.
Close to what he sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Do you, Bonnie, take this guy to be your lawful wedded wife?
It's Barney Frank if he was deaf. What?
Take the Bonnie Frank. This is Bonnie Frank.
Not a lot of difference.
My name is Bonnie Frank.
It's controversial, of course, because of the 30-year age difference. He's 72.
Oh.
And Jim is he's 40.
Yeah, 42. And the guy's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I saw
both of them are.
Yeah. You know,
young men love power.
Penn State update. The post-Sandusky investigation there is being led by former FBI Director Louis Free, and it now extends to other incidents, other possible cover-ups involving the football team and the power that team wields at that university.
All right. The thing I enjoy about going out to bars is occasionally you hear a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a joke?
Would you like to hear a joke?
I would.
Love to.
If an old woman that pursues a younger man is a cougar, what do you call an old man that pursues a younger man?
What's that?
A Nittany Lion.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That was wild.
Thank you. Wow. Wild stuff.
And a tip of the reporter's fedora to the Chicago Daily Herald newspaper.
Kind of grows on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
The Daily Herald in Chicago ran a headline about the Cubs that read, "Not a total train wreck," which is unfortunate because on the same page was a story about two people being killed in an actual train wreck.
Oh, God, not
and
good.
Finally, in New York last year, a dentist and her boyfriend were on a subway platform waiting for their train and listening to the strains of street musicians. So they, while waiting, decided to start dancing. They did the Charleston. They were then approached by officers, police officers, who
told
them.
What are
they
doing the Charleston for?
Well, they were in a fun mood.
Okay. Just so you know, it was not me and Carrie.
It was the right rhythm.
Dance for the 1920s.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Old dance.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of it at Bingus.
Kind of a silly dance.
Okay.
I'll do the Charleston with Rob at Bingus.
Nice.
Oh, trust me, he will.
Sadly, I think
YouTube, that
will come to pass.
Yeah, and I'll blow my knee up.
That will also happen. This couple on the platform, on the subway platform in New York, dancing, they were approached then by police officers who told them that such carrying on is not allowed in subway stations. This led to even more confrontation, and before long, according to the dentist, 8 ninja cops came from out of nowhere. The couple spent 23 hours behind bars because of this incident, and the couple is now suing the city for wrongful arrest and imprisonment. Have we still learned nothing from the 1984 Hollywood gem Footloose? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show is brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens, everybody, even at military facilities. KPM, their experience, their passionate representation, some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, you will talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations, most importantly, that you should know are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they have the resources to take on the biggest defendants. 30 years of service to the community. Clores, Perry, Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. We thank you, and as we wind down to Bingus in Maine, we will be back with another one tomorrow. Everybody have a fabulous day and stay cool.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.